News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
What's up?
Now, the Labour Party has come out with a number one ranking in a new assessment of the climate action pledges in party manifestos, with the Greens left in third place behind the Social Democrats. The analysis was coordinated by UCD's Earth Institute and commissioned by Friends of the Earth. Cara Gustenberg, Professor of Environmental Policy at UCD and one of the three academic judges for the assessment, joins us. Cara, I think people's eyebrows might be raised that the Greens aren't at number one position.
Yeah, Shane, there were two surprises, I think, with this assessment. And one is that there's more than one party now that actually prioritizes climate action. And this was really clear reading the manifestos of the Labour Party and Social Democrats in particular. The Green Party have consistently shown an interest in this topic, obviously, and then People Before Profit, too. The four of them really put considered thought into their policies for climate action. They gave detailed policies, a high commitment on climate action, and they were really willing to confront the kind of uncomfortable issues around phasing out fossil fuel and addressing food policy and data centers and aviation. And I guess the other big surprise is that the three big parties, the parties that are likely to give us the next Taoiseach, all failed in that element, and particularly in that element of not being willing to tackle those thorny issues around phasing out fossil fuels.
We put it to the Green parties that they were back in third place, and they made the argument. They said, look, yeah, plans are great, delivery is what matters. And they said the last time Labour was in power, it delivered a toothless climate bill. It also said it questioned how realistic some of the costings in other parties' manifestos were. They said, for example, Labour has said it'll be building 15 new Lewis lines, but has only allocated $2.5 billion in funding for public transport. That stretches credulity, whereas the Greens would allocate an additional $10 billion. Do you factor in things like that, the how realistic the actual programs are?
Yeah, I think when it comes to the issue of performance in government, I mean, that's definitely not something that was evaluated as part of this assessment. We're very much looking at what the manifestos say, what they have committed to, and we recognize that the Greens really did help to get Ireland on a track to reducing emissions in this government, but unfortunately that wasn't really reflected in their manifesto in terms of going steeper and making sure that our emissions cuts are steeper in line with our climate legislation.
And sorry to cut across your card, specifically the point though, 15 new Lewis lines and $2.5 billion in allocated for public transport. I mean, that would barely get you two Lewis lines.
Yeah, I will say that the costings information on all of the manifestos are really weak. I mean, they don't cost out everything that they commit to in the manifestos. In fact, if you look at Fine Gael's manifesto, I think there's only two items costed for climate, when in fact there are probably hundreds of items within their manifesto that are related to climate. So the costings in general, I would say, are quite inaccurate, that methodology. But overall, if you look at Labour's manifesto, I think the big difference is very, very detailed plans on exactly how they will implement everything from cycling infrastructure to warmer homes. That the climate really cuts across everything they do. It's one of six key missions, and you can see it coming up again and again in all sorts of issues, including social housing and employment. And so just a much more thought-out offering. The Greens' manifesto was still good. They got a B this year. They got a B in the last general election, too. But this time, Labour and Social Democrats just really went above and beyond in the level of thought that they gave to their manifesto.
I was a little surprised that People Before Profit were so high up. I mean, they oppose carbon taxes, and every environmental expert says you cannot alleviate climate change without carbon taxes.
Yeah, for this particular assessment, we were benchmarking off Friends of the Earth's five commitments for faster and fairer climate action, and those are very people-centered commitments. So we did consider the carbon tax issue, but it wasn't really a deal breaker in this case, because if parties are saying they're going to abolish the carbon tax, then they need to be saying where they're going to get that money elsewhere. So as long as the money is provided, you know, the work is still getting done. So we were looking more about how they integrated people and making sure that the...
Is that not kind of an elephant in the room, though, if you're talking about abolishing carbon taxes?
Yeah, it's a really tricky issue. And I mean, I'm obviously very supportive of carbon taxes, but not everyone is. And the political parties are quite varied. I mean, Sinn Féin is against abolishing the carbon tax. People for Profit is against abolishing the carbon tax. But in People for Profit's case, they have a very short manifesto. But what they do include in it is very strong on issues like data centers, ending fossil fuel subsidies, dealing with fossil fuel lobbyists and how they impact policies. So they don't cover everything, and that's why they got a C in this assessment. But what they do cover, they cover well, and they're very good at understanding the big macro level issues around climate and the role of the state in addressing the climate problem.
Okay, we will leave it there. Cara Augustenberg, Professor of Environmental Policy at UCD and one of the three academic judges for the assessment. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.